Snowflower. Just a nitpicky thing. Okay. Welcome to another episode of Extra Features Movie Podcast. This is episode 152.
Wow, such enthusiasm! Too much pizza for you, Kev.
I'm Kevin.
I'm Simon, and I guess this is when I have to come clean about movies I should have seen. Kevin, I'm going to give you a choice this week.
Of what?
Movies I haven't seen. Do you want something somewhat old or really old?
We want them both.
I want something blue.
Something borrowed?
Something borrowed.
You want both?
I want both.
I want both, too.
Okay, Mean Streets.
So you haven't seen Mean Streets, huh?
That's, okay, that's kind of...
And Sling Blade?
Oh! No!
Well, actually, I haven't seen Sling Blade either.
So, yeah, I haven't seen Sling Blade.
Wow! That was an Oscar-nominated film.
I miss things occasionally.
That was before
Oscar
children.
Oscar-nominated film as well?
But that was pre-children, pre-wife.
I know.
Wow.
I was drinking with Kevin at the bars too much. I think that's when me and Kevin used to go out a lot.
You and I at the bars. When was this?
We used to go to Duke of Kent. Remember we used to go to Gabby's and play NTN Trivia all the time and have wings?
Oh, yeah. I played NTN Trivia with Dave Taylor.
We used to play NTN Trivia at least twice a week. And,
I do remember that. Actually.
And then we'd come back to your house and harass Fuji.
Fuji!
I used to call Kevin's answering machine and go, Fuji! For like 10 minutes.
Is that a real person?
Yes, that was his roommate.
I'm just not, you know, getting
and
it.
Fuji would,
yeah, my old roommate was named Jun Fujimoto.
And, okay.
And Kevin used to go, Fuji used to go, Kev, Simon called. No, I think that's for you. I see how Fuji for like 10 minutes into the phone.
I see.
So those are the good
didn't
old
you
days.
Did you get into a big fight at one point with him and his girlfriend?
No, I didn't get into a fight with them. Okay. They thought I was weird because I was discussing Animal House and I was acting.
Yeah, there was one that you were weird.
Yeah, it was during
just
Animal
one?
House.
Normally,
just one?
No, it was unusually weird.
Unusually
like,
weird, okay.
He was friendly, happy...
Weird. Yeah, that's wow, that's not the Simon we know.
I think I was too hot in your apartment. Like, every apartment you have does not have air conditioning.
Yeah.
Is that a plan?
Air conditioning is going,
there's air conditioning in this apartment right
it's
now.
It's going in the dining room.
It's in the dining room. It blows into the air.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not feeling it. I'm feeling
I have
it
a pool, okay? I just, if I get hot, I go into the pool.
I see.
Literally, I walk off the deck and fall into a pool.
My pool is the shower.
Yeah, well... It's kind of weird. Before I had a pool, I didn't really have a lot of friends. Now I just seem to have a collective every weekend.
Now you have the friends and family of your kids.
Yeah, exactly. That's pretty much the way it is. Yeah, I've never seen Sling Blade.
Interesting.
I thought you'd find that funny.
I do find that interesting. Well, I'm Karen, and I have never seen Lawrence of Arabia.
Oh my God.
Wow, I've seen the four-hour director cut.
I think that's what's a little daunting for me. Yeah.
You've never seen
I've never seen Lawrence of Arabia. I may have seen,
isn't
like...
Isn't that an Oscar winner?
Yeah, but long before my time.
You have no kids. I think you need to rectify that. If I need to rectify mine every...
I didn't say I wasn't going to rectify it.
Well,
I may not watch
done.
The four-hour version.
You don't have to. Lots of sand.
I'm
lots
aware.
Of beautiful shots of
so
sand.
Maybe it's a summer movie. I could pretend I'm at the beach.
Sure.
Okay, I'll have it done by the end
get
of summer.
Get your bikini on, go to the backyard.
End of summer.
Run.
No, nobody needs to see that.
Bob does.
No, he doesn't. Bob?
Yes, Karen?
What movie have you not seen that we might find shocking?
Two shoeboxes full of movies.
No, you can do better than that, Bob.
I can't remember.
Red yet. Shoes.
I haven't seen that one.
Ordinary People.
Nope.
Love Story.
Part of it.
I have not seen Love Story. But
oh.
We discussed that in the car.
It's a 1970s Love Story. Like,
yeah.
With Brian Tatum.
1970, exactly.
With an Ally McGraw, like, whatever. Oh, I have... I have. I know this is something you probably should do off mic. But have you? How's your recollection on black exploitation films?
My recollection of them?
Well, have you seen Coffee? Have you seen Shaft?
I've seen Shaft. I've seen Black Belt Jones.
Okay.
A couple of the Pam Grier movies.
So that's coffee. That's a big one.
I didn't see coffee.
So I have a question for you. Would you be up for a little black exploitation features coming up? Like Sweet Badass and Shaft.
If you want, sure.
I do. I think I've been, the problem I'm getting into this because I've been reading a book on 1970s American film, and it's all papers, like essays, literal essays on film. And that's why, I mean, I watched Serpico because of it. I'm going to watch Clute coming up. Mrs. Miller and Mr. McCabe. Is that, I got the right title?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm watching all these because I'm reading this essay. And I'm in the car with my wife yesterday, and she goes, what are you reading? I said, I got to read you this paragraph. She goes, oh, my God, what are you reading? I'm literally reading university essays on movies. One of the most fascinating things I've ever read. So I'm learning about Love Story and all these films I've never seen. So for things you can find. See, I'm getting real literature. I'm not reading just basic.
You're too intellectual.
Oh, scary. It's actually all these films. Yes, Bob? Yes,
I got one. Dog Day Afternoon. I never saw that.
That's an excellent. That's Pacino, man. That's big. Okay. I'll make sure you see it.
Okay.
Come on, Kevin. Give one up. Something you've not.
I've never seen.
Yeah.
He hasn't got anything. He's seen everything.
No, there's lots of stuff I haven't seen. But it's all the stuff I skip, like the
trailer
movies.
But I don't think that's important to see.
Right.
So, like
if you tell me you haven't seen Dog Day
I still haven't watched To Kill a Mockingbird.
Well, no!
I've seen it twice.
Wait a minute. Hold on. We need to hold on.
Shut the front door.
We do need to shut the front and the back door.
And the cupboards. And the oven.
Like you.
There is no air in here.
But the amount of times that's been on TV, let alone the fact you already own it. That's just depressing.
It's one of those movies that's like, oh, I could watch To Kill a Mockingbird, or I could mindlessly surf through Netflix and find shitty movies.
Like Wild Wild West, which you made me watch for the last episode.
Or to Zach and Mary Make a Porno, which I watched again, and
oh, jeez,
The U.S. versus John Lennon, and
I'm going to watch it. Oh, I have good news for you.
No.
My daughter starts Harry Potter this week. She's going to watch because...
The books or the movie?
The movie. Because we're going to Disney for a week. 5 days.
So you're
going
to go to Universal?
So I'm going to Universal
okay,
and we're going to Harry Potter.
I have a shopping list for you. Okay. Just so you know.
That's nice. Yeah. Doesn't have to do anything about it.
Yeah,
that
does.
Isn't he in there?
He is there.
Yeah.
Isn't
no, that's
pitch?
Disney.
He can get to Universal. It's 10 minutes up the road. There's
a
bus.
He doesn't have a discount there, though.
He's your bitch. Give him a call. Come on, let's go on. Let's go. Movie time. Kevin, your favorite type of movies? Cars.
Oh, Cars. Now, you know what? I haven't seen any of the first six.
Yes, you saw six.
Did I?
And five.
I have not seen
the
first
six or seven.
But I did go to see it in the movie theaters. Directed by James Wan, Vin Diesel, Paul Walker. The Ghost of Paul Walker, Dwayne Johnson, Michelle Rodriguez, Jason Statham, Jordana Brewster, Ludacris, Tyrese Gibson, Gail Godot. Kurt Russell, Tony Jaa, Ronda Rousey, Iggy Azalea, and more. Here's my favorite part of the movie. Furious 7. No, I have not seen any of the previous six movies. But I'm not sure I really needed to.
You should see five.
There was a lot of driving, and there were stunts.
Parachutes.
Parachutes. They dropped cars out of the plane.
Yeah, did they all drive with their arm out the window getting sunburned like you did a few weeks ago? No, they did not.
Well, maybe they did, but they're bronze.
Kevin, I have a question for you.
Right.
I'm trying to blow you up to kill your whole family.
Why are you trying to blow me up?
Because I don't like you, because you killed my brother. So I'm going to send you a package. I'm going to send you a package from Europe with a bomb in it.
Yeah.
But before it blows up and you carry it in the house, I'm going to wait for you on your front porch and give you a phone call and tell you about it. What was the point of that bomb?
I don't know. Actually, I did like the scene when we were introduced to Jason Statham. And he's in the hospital and he's completely devastated. Everybody leading right up to the room where he is with his brother.
Yes.
That was funny.
Is your point to this movie?
Who saw this movie?
Me and you. I thought this was a pile of crap. Disappointing.
You know what? The audience loved it.
I'm sure they did.
You obviously didn't see it with an audience.
I don't care if I saw it with an audience.
But the audience made this an experience. They were right into it. They were loving it.
What? I thought the car scene with the machine guns was kind of cool. But who the hell? I thought the jumping of the towers was cool.
Mm-hmm.
But is this?
Yeah, that was an interesting.
But don't you find this film is just a stunt-oriented film?
Of course.
Big action scene. That's the whole film. It's just the big action scenes.
It's all about
don't pay attention to the plot in any way.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't exist. The dialogue is non-existent. And let's shove as many familiar faces as you know, and the film is over. I'm not saying, I gave it a 6. Like, I did enjoy it.
Yeah.
But I didn't think it was great.
No.
Who hides a computer chip in a car?
These guys.
Like, just so we can have a big jump?
Yeah, that was about it. It was, it was not an Oscar movie.
No, and Michelle Rodriguez was figured out she got married to Dom.
Yeah.
Wow.
But she forgot it.
Okay.
It was that important.
It's awful.
Yeah, it was not
good. And you could tell when Paul Walker disappeared.
Well, there were many scenes in there where his brother stood in and they CGI'd in his face.
But you could tell it wasn't him. It just didn't look right. Because the thing is, I don't know, I would have noticed if they hadn't told me.
Mm-hmm.
Because they did tell me he died or I knew he died. I looked for it. I could tell certain times that it wasn't him. The hair wasn't right. The body type wasn't right.
Like, I didn't care the last sequence where they drove off together in the sunset. And I'm like, I don't care about this at all.
And I've seen all the movies and I don't
care.
And
I know people who are crying at it.
I laughed during the In Remembrance scene when they do the blah blah. I didn't care.
Yeah.
Okay, here's my question, okay?
You have one?
I do have one.
Oh, that's good.
With all due respect to Paul Walker,
mm-hmm.
people are treating his death like he was a great actor.
Uh-huh.
He was not a great actor.
Was not.
Thank you.
Brick
okay.
Mansions.
Thank you.
And that one when his wife dies and the zombie. I can't remember that one. It was horrible, too.
What was the one, Joyride? Remember that one from, ages ago?
I have not seen Joyride.
Oh, how interesting!
He was also in She's All That.
See, I don't even remember that. See,
not sure if I've seen that. Who is that? Amanda Bynes film?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, the one
Freddie Prinze Jr.
No, not seen it.
Oh, Sarah.
No.
Yes,
Mandy Moore.
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Mandy Moore.
No.
Oh, no. Come on, Bob. You're the Teenage Bopper fan.
It's
got to be one of your fans.
I have it. I own this stupid thing, and I can't remember what her name is.
Well, you can look it up and get back to us.
Okay.
Continue.
Well, like I'm just saying, people are, yes, he died in a horrible accident. I mean, people are sad, especially people who knew him. But the way he has been eulogized is like he is this great actor that is now gone. You know, he's not a Gregory Peck. He's not, he's not even like a Kevin Costner in his heyday. He's, so I'm kind of perplexed at the reaction.
I think it's the way he went.
Which I mean no disrespect.
No, I don't think you do either. I didn't take it that way.
You know, and it's sudden and it's shocking for those who knew him, but I mean, let's call a spade a spade. He was not a thespian. He was not a method actor. He was not an Academy nominee. It's been hyped to the point that it's some great loss in the acting community, and I just don't see it as such.
I'm with you.
Okay,
Yeah, I mean, Paul Walker did a certain type of film that had a certain type of fan.
Right.
And I think when it comes down to it, it's sad when anybody that young dies.
Yes, unexpectedly, suddenly.
So I think that's really the tragedy of it. It's not that we lost this great actor. It's that he died in a car accident at a young age.
It was a little overblown, the reaction to it. I mean, and I respect...
Like everything. When is it anything now not overblown? Everything is overblown and overdone. From the internet and everywhere else.
Well, Benny King was overblown. He died. I had to find out about that late.
B.B. King?
Benny King.
Stand By Me guy.
Stand By Me guy.
All right.
B.B. King, I don't think, blown up that much.
You mean Benny King, the musician?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, but then what was the...
There's also a B.B. King.
No, it was like 82.
There was also a B.B. King.
We're talking about now. We're talking about when actors or actresses die young. Now.
Okay.
Even if Benny King was alive and died now, no one would give a shit because he's an old musician.
I love him.
Like, so when B.B. King died this week, people were like, that's sad, but he lived a full life.
Yes.
I appreciated his music, Death of a Great Musician.
Hey, the grandma died from Wedding Singer. She was 101.
But if Adam Sandler died...
I wouldn't care.
I
would might cheer.
Happy, but, you know,
can you just retire from
like,
movies?
You know...
Oh, that reminds me of Adam Sandler getting off topic since we continue doing this. Can I punch somebody in the face for liking Grown Ups too?
What?
I don't know.
Somebody told me that I like Grown Ups too. I had to like, oh,
I like
that's,
this. I like it better than Grown Ups 1.
Leave.
Oh,
no. No, I refuse.
Well, it's not like I could physically remove you if I wanted to.
No, I actually can't, because I'm here.
Right.
Also, the windows are too small to throw him out of.
I can attempt.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, that's a very small window.
It is, because they're not open.
But that's a really small
one. I don't think I could be thrown at that window. Maybe. It hurt, but you could do it. The
eye
is
my way. No, sideways.
Maybe if I wore my
Spanx,
you might have a chance. Can we move on?
Okay, so after Furious 7, what are we talking about?
Okay.
The next movie on the list is something called The Last 5 Years, directed by Richard Lagrange-Ness. Stars Anna Kendrick, Jeremy Jordan, Tamara Mintz, Cassandra Inman, and Kate Meltzer.
Yeah, this was singing on out.
What is The Last 5 Years?
Kevin, Bob.
Oh, okay. The Last 5 Years, it's a relationship between Anna Kendrick's character and Jeremy Jordan. She goes from the end of the relationship to the middle. He goes from the beginning to the middle. And may I just say that before I start in on it, I'll be buying this movie. But
there's singing involved.
Yes,
did I not
there is.
Just say that?
Yeah. The whole thing is singing. The singing, the relationship is singing. But it's, okay. When she first starts out singing, like, it's a black and white scene because it's so depressing. It took me 2 tries to see this, too, because I watched it and I'm going, oh, this is depressing. But as it moved along, it got better. There's especially one song that he's singing to her in the apartment, and she's like, there's this woodcrafter or something called Shmoo, and he's comparing her to Shmoo or something. But it was interesting to watch.
Just interesting, but yet you will buy it.
Yes.
Explain.
Because I like the music.
Okay, Simon, you're the only other one that saw this.
Oh my God, Kevin. I got this. What movie I think this? Bob's telling me some movie I was supposed to watch.
So yeah, you got it wrong.
And I watched Love Rosie by accident, thinking that was the movie. Then Bob's like, no, The Last 5 Years. Okay.
You said Love Rosie was the one I wanted you to, and I'm going, what?
And I'm like, there's no singing in this movie. What's he talking about? So I start off, and it's Anna Kendrick singing, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm like, this song's not bad.
Not bad, it was depressing.
But it was a solid song.
Yes,
I sung it well, I was into it. And then I just felt a steady decline of boredom. Because Jeremy Jordan's just an awful actor. He was horrible in Smash.
Were they lost in the woods?
No, they didn't get lost in the woods. It's about the falling apart of a relationship. You know what I mean? It's literally a decline. I thought I was watching the American, the one with Kate Winslet and... Leonardo DiCaprio, American, whatever.
Revolutionary Road.
Again, but the singing version. That was pretty much what this movie reminded me of. I'm like, God, this thing is just depressing. It's one of the most depressing musicals I've ever seen. And I'm just like, the whole way, because everything's like, you won't spend time with me. All the girls are hating. I'm like,
that's her side of the movie.
That's her
side. His side of the movie was all happy.
Happy. Look who I'm meeting. Look at all the people you're meeting. Don't you love it? No, I don't. Yes, you do. No, I don't. Boring.
You missed this little story about Shmoo. in song. I thought that was really cute.
Fuck, I could, every song turned. The first song was great. Every other song stunk.
All right.
Bob bought the soundtrack.
Not yet, but I will be now.
Kevin, do not watch the last 5 years.
Yes, Kevin,
I
watch the last
5 years. I
don't
think I want to lose them.
Let's move on to something I enjoyed. This was awful. I have nothing else to say. All right,
it
wasn't
the next
awful.
Movie on the list is Batman vs. Robin.
Woohoo!
Yay!
An animated film directed by Jay Oliva, starring the voices of Stuart Allen as Robin, Kevin Conroy as Thomas Wayne, Jason O'Mara as Batman, Gray Griffin Gruff. I like Griffin in this movie.
Mm.
Weird Al, Andrea Romano, the casting director, Sean Mayer, from Firefly, David McCallum. Oh, David McCallum's still around, right? Jeremy Sisto. So, Batman versus Robin. So this is the sequel to Son of Batman, which came out last year.
Yep.
And it's in the new 52 DCU movies, so it follows in the same vein as
Flashpoint?
The Aquaman one that just came out, Throne of Atlantis.
Oh, it's horrible.
And Gods and Monsters. There's one coming out called Gods and Monsters, but there's something else.
So what's this Batman animal thing you're telling me to avoid? It's got nothing to do with that?
There's a new series of kids animated direct-to-video thing, and it's Batman something to do with animals.
Batman Unlimited.
Batman Unlimited. It's like...
Is it a full movie?
It's like a team. No, it's like action figures and stuff.
Oh, I'm going to watch it.
I'm sure it's full movies, but...
Yeah, I'm going to watch it.
I saw it and I'm like, no.
So I'm going to watch it.
What a surprise.
It's on Netflix.
Is it? Already?
No. That's what I'll watch.
Okay, what did you think of Batman Robin versus Robin?
I thought it was okay. I'm not enthusiastic about these movies. I find them very dark.
Yeah.
I did enjoy the comics involving Damian Wayne, Batman, and Robin was the series. But I don't know, I'm just not, Damian was raised by Ra's in the movies. In the comics, he was raised by Talia, Ra's daughter, not his...
Does it make a difference?
Or Ra's.
Ra's.
Ra's al Ghul. It does a little bit. Talia raised him to be...
More sensitive.
A killer.
Did she did? I agree with you.
Yeah. I don't know. It's okay. I thought it wasn't... I didn't love it. I thought it was okay.
Well,
This was more like a quasi-adaptation of the Court of Owls graphic novel.
That's what I was wondering. How close is it to the Court of Owls graphic novel?
It's pretty close.
So I shouldn't read it now?
And it introduces Talon as a... The Court of Owls is good. It's a little bit better than this movie.
Because I love this movie.
But it introduced Talon as a kind of an anti-Batman, so an alternate father figure to Batman for Robin. So he basically said, they're saying to Robin, hey, it's okay if you kill this guy, because I would kill him. Batman is saying, we don't kill him. So, who saw this one?
I did.
Yeah, what do you think of it?
I enjoyed it. Enjoyed the interaction disputes between Batman and Robin, and like, because Damian wants to be not cooped up in Wayne Manor, because he's got apparently Bruce has installed some sort of security system in there, and I like the interaction between them all.
Okay, I have a question. When did Damian be able to beat Robin? Nightwing? There's no way.
Huh? When did that happen?
No, but he's...
Even his equal.
He embarrasses
him. And that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Not a chance. I thought this was phenomenal. I enjoyed this one. It was the best one in ages.
I think the Court of Owls storyline is kind of interesting, and I think that shines through, but I felt the stuff with Robin was not as great.
No, but I didn't care. I liked the Court of Owls thing. I was fascinated by it. But I didn't read it, so it was all fresh to me. So maybe rewatching it, because you've read the comics, you knew all the surprises. But I didn't know. I know as soon as it started with food, it's that Court of Owls thing I keep meaning to read. Oh, I thought it was excellent. I give this a definite must buy.
Now, when it's taken from a graphic novel, is the author of the novel usually the one that writes the screenplay? Or, like, is there an overlap in that respect? Which is why, in this case, they were so similar, do you think?
Kevin?
Like, I'm just asking as an outside question.
Sorry, what was the question?
Did Scott Snyder write the screenplay for this, or did they pull it?
Is there usually an overlap in this kind of, like, graphic novel to an animated movie? Mm-hmm.
Usually they take a graphic novel and they adapt it, and they change it and so forth. But in the case of this particular one, they took a very popular, good, like, Court of Owls is probably the best-selling Batman graphic novel to come out in the last 4 or 5 years.
Okay.
So it's recognized as a great story.
Okay.
So there's some give and take. I mean, at the same time Court of Owls was being published, there was a title called Batman and Robin, which was doing a lot of the Batman versus Robin stuff. So they've kind of taken it and said, well, this was going on here at the same time that this story was going on. Why don't we kind of merge them together? So that it's more of a comprehensive look at how Batman was at this time.
Okay.
So, you know, Batman versus Robin, like, Robin does not figure very strongly into Court of Owls. Court of Owls is about, you know, Batman learning that the Court of Owls has been this organization that's been behind the scenes in Gotham for hundreds of years, and that his father had crossed them in some way.
So, do you think the Batman TV show is lifting from the thing with the Court of Owls? Because that's what I thought was leading to at the end of Gotham.
What Batman TV show?
Gotham.
Oh, maybe they are. Maybe they're going to steal that.
But don't you think so when he finds the secret passage?
I don't remember what we're talking about.
You don't watch Gotham, the TV show?
I saw that episode.
Yes?
I watched it, but I don't remember what you're talking about.
The last episode of the season.
Alfred and Bruce are trying to, like, go over one room specifically, and they try to find
the library.
No, they discover the Batcave, for Christ's sake.
That is the Batcave.
It's going to be the Batcave.
His father had the Batcave, and they're going to discover that it's there, and they're going to use that as the home base for the new cave. It's like the grandfather clock that opens the
door. Yeah, I know, but I thought
so
maybe
they've introduced the Batcave 10 years earlier into the continuity.
That's it.
Okay,
that's
so
all
but he's 13.
I never saw Court
13,
of Owls, so I didn't know
yeah.
the Batcave was in Court of Owls. I guess what I'm trying to say.
No,
so what's he
going to
do with that?
Okay, that's what I was asking.
Oh, sorry, I seem to have started
a debate here. Gotham,
they
discovered the Batcave. They discovered that his father had a secret chamber. So maybe his father, like, who knows what's going to be in there. So.
Okay.
But anyway.
All right, trivia time. All right.
If a chicken crossed the road.
Now, would you like to do this, like,
go.
I ask directly, or am I asking an open question?
Open question, just go. Bob won't answer, so no way.
Okay, this would have been helpful if I brought my glasses. Okay.
Glasses.
Which won the Best Picture Oscar after Luella Parsons managed to destroy Citizen Kane's chances? A, How Green Was My Valley, The Maltese Falcon, or Suspicion?
Suspicion won. 1940, right? Suspicion. Falcon didn't win.
How Green Was My Valley.
Can't say I've
That's
seen
the
that one.
Simon, Rachel Lee Cook. That's who it was.
Oh,
well,
the hamster woke
Paul
up.
Walker.
The hamster woke up. Okay.
She's all that.
Not
okay. Who won?
She was also in Josie and the Pussycats.
I've seen that.
Who won a Best Supporting Actress Oscar in her first screen appearance as Marlon Brando's girlfriend in On the Waterfront?
I've seen the film. I have no idea who was in it.
She was in North by Northwest as well.
Ding, 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 ding.
Well, the only thing I think is what's her face? Oh, the blonde. It's, I want to say, oh my, I know her name. Oh, she's, Mia, no, it's, oh my.
Recently she was Superman's mother in Superman.
Eva Marie Saint?
That was a collaborative effort.
I'm like, I know it.
That was very collaborative.
That's it. I'm like, it sounds like she's from Europe. What's her name? Not Mia.
Okay. what happened for the first time in Oscar history on March 19th,
1953? A tie.
I can give you...
a tie. A tie.
No, because that's not one of the three things they're giving me.
Sorry, Oscar history in what year? 1953.
March 19th, 1953. Was it A, none of the acting winners turned up?
No.
B, the ceremony was canceled for 24 hours? Or C, the ceremony was televised?
C.
March 19th, 1953.
C.
Televised.
Yes, live. But live. Not just, like, stop.
I know.
Okay.
We all agree.
Very
yes,
good.
That's C.
Okay. So, how many films did Orson Welles, Sidney Lumet, and John Singleton have to direct before they were nominated for a Best Director Oscar?
Well, considering that they've not been nominated ever, I guess as many as...
They've never been nominated. Sidney Lumet never
Orson
got
Welles
nominated.
Was never nominated for Best Director.
Really?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Did they not watch Citizen Kane or Shanghai?
No, you are mistaken.
Oh, I guess he was nominated.
They were all directors who were nominated for their directorial debut, but did not win.
Okay, enough of this bad trivia questions. Continue on, next movie.
Oh, just because you don't know the answers, they're bad trivia. That's,
well,
yeah.
I want to move on. There's movies I want to discuss. And I have another things to do tonight.
What do you want to discuss on this exceptional list?
Enemy. Love, Rosie. All
right, well, what's the next one on the list?
Love, Rosie.
Tell us about it.
Love, Rosie, directed by Christian Dittler.
Stars.
Lily Collins, Sam Coughlin, the hot Sookie Waterhouse, and some guy named Christian Cook. Which, I don't know who the hell that was.
I have no idea what this movie is. So.
That's her brother, I think. Bob, you didn't like this one.
I didn't see it.
Why is this on the list?
I don't know.
Did anybody else watch this movie?
I watched this movie, and you had a copy of this 7 weeks ago.
I know I had a copy, but I didn't get it.
Okay, let's discuss. Okay, this is a film I thought was 5 years later. So
yeah, there's no singing in this.
That's why I was confused. What a boring piece of crap.
Oh, it was cute fluff.
Oh, God. Other than watching the hot Sookie Waterhouse going, I get it, Bradley Cooper. I thought it was just watching boards walk around talking again. Bring back 50
No, again, it's a story that makes you want to live in the moment. Because if you don't...
Shelby Lowe and Collins can't act.
You're not going to win, Karen.
She's not trying to win.
I'm not trying to win. I'm trying to express my opinion.
Oh, were you?
Yes.
I was having a
Before I was rudely interrupted.
Sorry, Bob. Stop interrupting people.
By Simon.
I was never done.
Thank you.
That.
No, it's one of those movies that... Oh, Jesus Christ.
Karen, I want to listen to you because I want to see the movie eventually.
It's a girl who ends up falling in love with her best friend. Which is Sam Claflin from
right.
The Hunger Games
right.
and stuff.
Such a dream bout.
But
can Karen talk without you interrupting?
No, probably not.
I know it's hard for you.
It's really hard for him. He's trying to be the angel choir boy now. So she never acts on her feelings. And he feels the same way for her. He never acts on his feelings. So she ends up with someone else. She gets pregnant. She lives her life. He goes away to university, has a relationship with someone else. And it's sort of like they're just these ships passing in the night because they never act on how they both feel until the very end of the movie after all this time has passed. And if they act on it, they could have been together sooner, forever.
That sounds like a Cary Grant movie.
What? Yeah, it could have been.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't say it was great. I just said it has a storyline that's relatable.
Don't watch A Fair to Remember. It's a better film.
That's the one.
I didn't like A Fair to Remember.
Well, it's better than this piece of junk.
I preferred Sleepless in Seattle.
Oh,
I love Sleepless in Seattle. Again, a better film. I just find this is just trying to be the new Sleepless in Seattle.
It's cute. It's fluffy. It's not an Academy-nominated film by any stretch of the imagination.
It's like a Furious 7.
It's just, it's cute, mindless fluff.
Fine. Fine. I'm not reading it. Fine. Next movie.
Wait, you haven't given your opinion on it, Karen.
Yeah, he didn't like it.
Oh,
would you like more? Why I didn't like it?
Yes. Defend your opinion, as I'm often told.
Sure. I thought it was very dialogue, nothing exciting in the dialogue. I thought it was just very scene-oriented film. They go from a scene when they're at the fire, and then she likes him, but he goes, oh, I like her, and goes over there. And then the scene plays out in the next scene. And then as they progress throughout the
film... That's called a movie, Simon!
Yes, I understand that. That they progress. But again, you're watching the same scene, just with a little bit of tweaks. A little bit of tweaks. Then she gets pregnant, so she has the kid. So he goes off to live his life. She lives her life with her daughter. Makes herself alive. Boy meets girl at the end. They're happy. Other than the spooky water house is smoking hot. I couldn't stay away from
it. Hideous.
Gorgeous.
Oh, she's hideous. Give the girl a sandwich.
I'll give her a sandwich, all right.
I guess I'll be watching the movie. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. You know, you got to find it in one of those shoeboxes.
Oh, I'll find it.
Enemy, directed by Denis Villeneuve. Sorry, Jake Gyllenhaal, Sarah Gaydon, Melanie Laurent, Joshua Peace, and Isabella Rossellini. Filmed in Toronto.
As Toronto.
As Toronto.
What a load of crap.
Oh, see, I disagree.
I did not understand this movie. What does the spider in the closet mean?
Nobody knows. I wasn't concerned with the spider in the closet.
I don't even know what the spider at the beginning of the movie meant.
I don't think it means anything.
It has to mean something, or why would it show up at the end?
Okay, you want to get into it? It means a web. Ah. The spider is making a web. Because it's a web, because you don't know which Jake Gyllenhaal is doing what.
Because, yes, you do!
But at the end of the film, which Jake Gyllenhaal is it?
Well, first of all, his name is Gyllenhaal, not Fall.
I don't fucking care. What his name is. I like this film.
I hate
it. It's bizarre. I like it.
I'm surprised Kevin hasn't seen it, to be
Kevin
completely honest.
Kevin won't like it.
No, Kevin would like
going
it.
Going Clear? I have no
not
idea.
Not Going Clear. You need to see Going Clear if you haven't seen
Sorry,
it.
Sorry, what are you talking about?
Enemy.
Nope.
I think it's a great film. Oh. I like the twists. I like the different, the bearded, the non-bearded.
Oh,
I like the guys trying to figure out who he was. I love this film.
Oh, I hated it.
I thought it was just a warped Twilight Zone episode.
Yeah, no. Hated it. Let's move on.
I'm not done talking about it.
Oh, all right.
Oh, fine. I don't care.
Talk amongst
Hey, the other Jake Gyllenhaal, the bad Jake Gyllenhaal dies and gets what he wants.
But is that what he wants?
Who knows? I don't think he knows what he wants. I don't think we're supposed to know what he wants. I think that's a whole ambiguous about the movie, man. That's what you understand it was. Last fantasy. It made like a perfect ending for you.
I didn't say it had to have a perfect ending. It has to have an ending that's understandable.
No, it doesn't. This film's not supposed to. It's supposed to be ambiguous.
No, I don't think it's supposed to be ambiguous.
That's why there's a spider in the closet.
So which one was the enemy?
They were the enemy of each other.
Kevin, watch this movie so you can explain it to me, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
Kevin won't watch. He's too busy watching Cuban Fury today. So.
Oh, Cuban Fury was awesome.
I told you to watch it when it came back. You're like, I don't have time for that.
I thought it was like Balls of Fury.
Why would I recommend that bad film?
I don't know.
Okay. I want to talk about next film I'm dying to talk about. Going Clear, directed by Alex Gibney, starring Lawrence Wright, Mark Renger, Paul Haggis, Tony Ortega, Sherry Springfield, and Marty Rayburn. Wow, Kevin, I want to talk about a film that blew me away.
Insanely good movie.
Wow, it's an HBO documentary on Scientology.
Yeah.
And they get, like, ex-Scientologists to discuss the religion.
Really?
Fascinating. Yeah. I want to tell you, I'm not a religious person. They convince me they're a bunch of wackos by the end of the film.
See, first of all, I don't even understand how Scientology is a religion in the most basic sense.
It's a cult.
It is a cult. But they call it a religion.
Because they don't want to be called a cult.
But don't you think if you're worshipping a spaceship, It's not a religion?
I agree. But the Mormons release a spaceship with their magic underwear.
Holy
crap. Same argument.
These people are whacked.
Kevin, they break it down. They discuss every single level for you. They go from the very beginning of how they recruit you. They go to different levels of Scientology. They show you what they do to you from ex-Scientologists. And they discuss Tom Cruise to the point of why he's this and that. They discuss John Travolta. They have interviews with people and high-ranking people that have left it. I have to tell you the most fascinating things I've ever seen in my life.
Interesting.
Like, I just the way they break down, and then Paul Haggis discussed why he left, because he finally got to the upper, he finally got clear.
Yeah.
Like, he was right below the top level.
The top, yeah.
And instead, he got hand, like a hand note sheet. Like, they didn't even have this. Mm-hmm. And he said he read this. He said, this is insane. And he's discussing some spaceship, and this, he goes, I'm done.
But see, this is what you've got of this. This is, again, what I just, you know, in my rational brain, how do the other people not get it?
They don't get high enough. The whole point is, to get to the next level, you have to pay to get to the next level. So you don't automatically see, you got to pay to get to the next level, pay to get to the next level. And that's how they get you.
Right.
And they convince you that all these things don't work for you. So, Kevin, you're not in the program, so you're not going to work for me. I have to hang out with just people in the program.
Yes, because, and if you leave the program, you basically excommunicate yourself from your family,
yes,
who is still in the program.
If you're in the program and I'm not, if all you guys are in and I leave, I can't talk to you anymore. Because
and
I'm not on the same path as you guys are, and I'm wrong.
But it's also more that we're not going to associate with you,
yeah,
because
you
you've abandoned
decide,
us.
Because I've abandoned you guys, we're not as a collective anymore. So it's kind of like the Borg. I really think it's the Star Trek Borg concept, all is one. You know what I mean? And you, Kevin, I cannot recommend you this enough to watch this film. It convinced me they're a complete bunch of wackos.
Now, did you read the book that it was based
no,
on?
No, I have watched this
oh,
film.
Oh, my God. The
is
book,
the book better?
I mean, as good as, but it kind of, I'm not going to say fill in the blanks, because I don't think the documentary left any blanks, but it goes into more detail on how whacked these people
well,
really
it's like
are.
They talk about how they used to whip them into submission and this and that. Right. It's very mind control oriented.
A lot of slavery, like subservience.
Yeah. They're subservient to the Supreme Commander.
Now,
and Tom Cruise, they discuss Tom Cruise immensely.
And John Travolta.
And John Travolta. They need them to help the religion to move along. So
they're almost like recruiters. You let them do whatever they want.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So Tom Cruise gets all this money free for them.
Right, and he doesn't have to go through any of the recruiting.
No, not a thing.
Right.
And they also discuss how Ron L. Hubbard was completely insane.
Right.
And he tried to get out of the army for this. And then he started writing this nonsense. It is fascinating.
Now, I will say, many years ago, when I was working for a large bookstore chain, we were the bookseller for a Scientology recruitment event at the Royal York Hotel. So myself, my co-workers, and I, you know, we basically stood at a table selling their book, which was $50+. It was this lovely event at the Royal York Hotel, very posh, nice. Fully attended. Like people, when it, you know, broke and they're, like, coming to buy the book, it was a swarm of people. These people were dropping $50 bills like nothing.
Right.
They were convinced, all of these were convinced, this is the book for me that's going to change my life, it's going to make everything better, everything is going to be more clear for me. These people were hooked.
Well, that's the thing, Scientology, I never understood, teaches you. The problem is in your life, you're having all these issues, you're not thinking clearly. You're not escalating to a higher level, your thinking level isn't right because you have too many impure thoughts. Not so like Puritan thoughts, like just general thoughts. And the whole idea of Scientology is to help you work through that. To learn what they're teaching you.
Well, you know, even Tom Cruise, who says, you know, he was dyslexic, and he now says he reads better because of Scientology. You get to the point you just don't even have words for it anymore.
Well, how about that woman that says she took her child and escaped and they wouldn't let her leave?
Yeah.
Like, I totally believe her.
It's probably like anywhere. Like, you know, who left Waco? They all died in Waco because they didn't leave.
Yeah.
Honestly, as much as, like, I could watch this again and probably
Kevin, you need to see this.
Still
I
be blown away.
I watch this again.
Alright.
Why did you not watch this, Bob?
Well, I had to go to baseball, mow the lawn, plant a tree, go shopping with his mom, print some photos. Probably had to go to McDonald's, meet Dave downtown, drive some people while he was at home, drive back to pick them up downtown.
Oh,
that's
all
right. Probably why. Not naming any names.
Uh-huh.
Am I wrong in anything I said?
Yes, you are.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, right. The part about getting groceries. Your mom probably think we'll trans.
No, I took it for groceries.
Yeah. I mean, highly recommend.
Kevin,
highly.
It's probably my favorite movie of the year right now.
I really? Want this to be
What's
nominated.
Yeah, which I love it. I will recommend this film to everybody.
This
film
needs to be nominated.
Speaking of driving people around, I have to tell you something after we go off.
Okay.
This needs to be nominated for an Oscar. For
this is my best documentary of the year. This wins. I don't think there's anything I'm going to see this year that's going to beat it.
It's not ad for one tonight that I want to see.
The Kurt Cobain one?
No, it's called, I can't remember. It's about the two guys that produced The Who.
Oh, is that coming out?
Yeah.
Oh, good. I want to see that.
Yeah, I'll look it up.
Okay, that I want to see. Moving along, where Kevin's looking something up.
Okay.
Let me Google that for
Well, that's three movies, so why don't you do some trivia?
Okay.
Oh, that was three movies? Oh, God, that was fast.
Oh, we have two left.
Okay, well, I'll just bring out one card.
Yeah, you won't get two.
Okay, in what Best Picture Oscar-nominated movie did Dorothy Boyd say, "Shut up, you had me at hello"?
Hold on. I don't think. Jerry Maguire. Yes.
Okay.
I knew it.
What 2-time Best Actor Oscar winner for High Noon and Sergeant York appeared in a minor role in the first Best Picture winner, Wings? Was it A, Spencer Tracy, Gary Cooper, or James Cagney?
Gary
Cooper.
That one I don't know offhand. Gary Cooper, you are correct.
Bob's never seen Jerry Maguire, by the way.
There are no words. There are no words.
I've seen Jerry Maguire.
No words.
And Good Will Hunting. And Son of a Woman.
Gladiator.
He's never seen.
I know.
He doesn't understand Gladiator.
Lambert and Stan.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I was reading about that.
Ready?
Yes.
Okay. What Brit won the Best Actress Oscar for playing a nanny? Was it A, Julie Andrews for Mary Poppins, B, Kim Stanley for Seance on a Wet Afternoon, or Glenda Jackson for Woman in Love?
The first one.
I should guess A. I'm pretty sure Julia. I know she did win, so Julie Andrews, I believe.
Okay. How many times?
I was going to say Scarlett Johansson in that horrible film, but I can't remember the name of it.
The Nanny Diaries.
That's it.
Well, so it came out then. It was released on April 3rd.
Okay, just send me a text. I'll find it first.
How many times has the Academy Awards ceremony been postponed over its first 75-year history? A, never. B, 3 times. Or C, 5 times.
Paul?
3 times.
3 times.
3 times, lady.
You are correct. In 1936 for floods in Los Angeles, 1968, the assassination of Martin Luther King, and 1981, the assassination attempt on Ronald Reagan.
Jelly bean guy.
All right, next film.
Wow. You haven't seen Ben Nine for Bonzo yet.
Next film is Get Hard.
Did you get hard for Get Hard? Though?
Directed by Ethan Coen. No, I did not see Get Hard.
Why not?
Will Ferrell, Kevin Hart, Allison Brie, Craig T. Nelson, T.I.
It's
John Mayer.
A rapper.
And Arena Neal.
Wow.
So, Get Hard. Who saw it?
Get Bored is what it should have been called.
I'll go with Karen. Go ahead.
Get Bored. It was predictable. There was nothing new about this concept of a movie. You've got, you know, the high-achieving white man and the less successful black man who everyone assumes has been in jail because he's a black man. It's just ridiculous.
I just thought ridiculous. Yeah. I could get over the silly, stupid premise. But those bad scenarios to get... Because the problem is Will Ferrell's going to jail for something that he didn't do. It doesn't matter. So
he
hires...
He
hired Kevin Hart to get him hard. So he's ready for jail. What a piece of crap.
It's just every joke was how he's going to get raped in jail and how he needed to protect himself from being raped in jail.
And then it was just awful. It just gets worse and worse. And of course, at the end, they frame Craig T. Nelson, Alison Brie for the end.
Yeah, cool.
Whoop-dee-doo.
It was horrible.
Oh,
it was
hope I didn't ruin it for
horrible.
You. Awful. Awful.
Somebody said they saw it and they liked it.
Yeah.
Actually, it's probably someone whose opinion I don't trust.
Somebody fell down and bumped their head recently, maybe.
It was awful.
It's not even funny.
Nothing
like,
was funny.
There was nothing...
Not even a chuckle.
No. No, it was... And it actually looked like it was really forced. The
country club scene?
The chemistry was just
what,
not...
Was there chemistry?
No. I was going to say, there was no chemistry.
Zero. Kevin, this is just another forgettable Kevin Hart and another forgettable Will Ferrell film.
Nice.
Just forgettable. Will Ferrell needs to retire. I'm done. And he can take Greg Kinnear with him, Patrick Wilson with him. They can all go.
Well, why did we all put them in, you know, a big action scene in a movie and it could go horribly wrong?
Probably already has. That's why I said Kevin Hart.
Please, people, don't waste your time.
Awful. Okay.
All right, last film of the night.
We're done. Yay.
The Good Lie.
I have to get these over with. Good Lie, Bob. You asked for this one.
Directed by Philippe Gallardo.
Did you see Good Lie?
I did.
There you go.
Thanks for coming for another episode of
No, Karen saw Good Lie.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Go ahead,
well, back in October.
Well, I'm sorry, I just got to it. Ian Fleming, not bad Ian Fleming. It's an okay film, but it's just, again, it's another, I find Reese Witherspoon is trying to pound herself into movies. You know, I could just produce this movie and just have a part here, a part there. It was an interesting film at times, but it wasn't anything great.
What I think should have happened in this film, which is about a bunch of African refugees who are, you know, fleeing war-torn Africa after they literally traveled the country forwards and backwards to try and find refuge, end up on a plane in search of a new life in America. And they're taken in by sponsors, families, and given jobs and whatnot. Which it's a true story, and so, you know, you've got the concept of assimilation. You know, these are people that don't wear shoes, wearing shoes. They don't sleep on a bed. They you know, so, like, the whole concept of assimilation is there. But what I would have liked to have seen a little bit more of, more so than just, you know, their journey back and forth across the African desert, what I think they didn't focus on enough was it's not just that these boys were leaving war-torn country. They were actually child soldiers. And
correct.
I don't think they emphasized that aspect enough. Like, these are children.
I think they did.
No, I don't think they did.
I showed you that at the beginning of the film.
One scene does not a lifetime make.
But we know it's a lifetime.
I just think they should have explored that more. That's just... Having read a lot of books about this, I just think that should have been explored a little bit more.
I think they should have explored the sister's journey a little bit more. They kind of just ditched that storyline and picked it up later.
Well, yeah, she kind of fell into that, you know.
Oh, out of sight, out of mind.
Out of sight, out of mind, absolutely.
I mean, I don't know, I just, it told its story, but I didn't think it needed a movie.
It would have been one of those great, you know, made-for-TV, women's network kind
perfect.
Of movies.
Absolutely perfect.
Did it need to be on the big screen? No.
No, because Reese Witherspoon produced it as well as on the big screen. I just thought, yeah.
Actually, Ron Howard was also a producer on that movie.
You okay, Kev?
Yeah,
how's your iPad doing?
Yeah, I'm watching Bad Blood.
With the sound on?
Yeah.
Nice.
The sound down.
Thanks, Jeff. That's very kind of you.
That's the new Taylor Swift movie. Or video.
I can't wait to watch it.
All right, well, we'll review that on then.
Yeah.
Did
they act tough?
No, I didn't see this movie. I don't know anything about it.
Okay, did you buy anything for this week? Did you watch any crappy Netflix movies?
Nothing I've watched since I would recommend.
You're up to date on Game of Thrones?
No, I'm still...
Mad Men?
Mad Men just finished yesterday.
You're caught up?
No, I haven't watched it. It's going to show up on
I've only watched one episode of this season. I watched the first one with California Pete, and I've watched that one since.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
I'll get to it. Did you watch Bloodlines on Netflix?
Nope.
I'm behind on that. I'm very behind on that.
Are you excited about Orange is the New Black on June 12th?
No, I never watched an episode.
Okay.
I'm a little excited about what's premiering at Cannes this week.
I have a friend that's at Cannes this week.
Oh, how awesome. I've read some really interesting...
And she's coming to the festival, too.
Really interesting stuff. The Cate Blanchett, Rooney Mara movie, Carol, got rave reviews. Rave reviews. So I think we're looking at potential Oscar
bait. Nowhere else yet.
The Gus Van Sant movie starring Matthew McConaughey was booed.
Good, because I'm done with Gus Van Sant.
Unanimously booed.
That's coming out this year, though. Soon.
Yes.
Apparently they gave Mad Max Fury Road a standing ovation.
Yeah, Mad Max, they loved it in France.
People are loving Mad Max.
Okay, well, it's got to have more staying power than Prince Perfect at 70,000 this weekend.
I think long-term it will. I believe that.
Word of mouth is very strong.
Okay, good. So maybe it won't have
and
to
I
drop
think
off
it's
this
the,
week.
But I think it's also the movie people will see again.
I think Pitch Perfect's going to have a drop off of 50%.
You're not going to go see Pitch Perfect the second time.
No, I agree.
You're going to go once and you're going to say, that's enough for me.
Yeah. Other than Bob.
Bob's already got tickets for next week. He's already got the VIP section. He already picked his own seat. Bob's favorite line is, I could have been a model, but I like pizza too much. That's true. Anything else, Kevin? Nothing? Yeah, nothing to add? No good shows?
I don't know. You know, Flash and Arrow have been good. We talked about them last time.
We did. I don't think they have any. I don't watch any of the shows.
They canceled. That was disappointing.
Oh, iZombie, we haven't talked about.
I watched one episode. I didn't like it.
So did you watch the first one?
Yes, I did.
And I haven't watched any since then.
I didn't like
it. I'm like, it's Veronica Mars with the zombie.
Yeah, pretty much.
You don't watch Daredevil, something?
We have a whole Daredevil special coming up, Bob.
But not tonight.
Not tonight. It's coming up soon, though.
Okay,
very
good.
Soon.
I can catch up on my next 12 episodes.
Yes. Okay.
I'll bring up
the first one.
I'm Simon.
Daredevil's great. It's worth watching.
I'm Karen.
Intern.
I'm Daredevil. No, I'm Kevin.
And I'll see you when Bob, we'll review it when Bob has seen Taxi Driver.
And Gladiator.
And Flight And Mean Streets. And Dog Day Afternoon. And Jerry Maguire.
Goodbye, Club.
Goodfellas.
Goodfellas.
Have you seen Goodfellas?
I don't think so.
Oh, my
Yukon,
God.
Oh, this is sad. This could go on.